Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello. And welcome to this Holy Half Hour programme here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Since this is the first programme of the new year, may I, on behalf of everyone at 3TFM, wish you and your loved ones a very happy new year. May God lavish upon you all his fullest blessings throughout this new year. New Year is such a lovely time, and it's so exciting. It's like stepping out onto pure, pristine white snow and making the first footprints. It's all so perfect, unspoiled, virgin, fresh. I'm reminded of the famous prayer, "Thank you, Lord, for helping me today not to put my foot in it, for helping me not to say any wrong word, not to do any wrong deed, not to think any wrong thought even. Mind you, I haven't got out of bed yet." So here we are with the precious gift of a beautiful new year, full of promise and potential. It is still unspoiled. Savour the moment. It's like taking the lid off the new jar of coffee. Ooh, the aroma. Today is the start of a new day, a new week, a new year, the start of the rest of our lives, God willing. Morning has broken with all the freshness of the dawn of the first ever morning when God created the heavens and the earth in the beginning. A new year usually gets us in a good mood with its new start and fresh beginning. It evokes in us hope, anticipation and heightened expectations. We're full of plans and good intentions. We find ourselves full of peace and goodwill, singing Auld Lang Syne, enjoying the party atmosphere or feeling quietly content privately. Later on we can worry about paying for Christmas or the same old state of the world. But for a wee while we're in festive holiday New Year spirit.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot and auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my Jo, for auld lang syne, yet for auld lang syne. And surely he'll be your pint stoup, and surely I'll be mine, and we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne, for auld lang syne, my jo, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet, for auld lang syne.
New Year finds us full of good intentions and New Year resolutions. At this time of year, gym memberships increase as we all embark on new fitness regimes. Diets begin, good habits are started. There are huge sales of calendars, diaries and personal organisers. This year is going to be different. This year we're going to get ourselves organised. We're going to turn over a new leaf. This time we're not going to make any mistakes. This time things will be better. We're determined. This will be the perfect year, as Dinah Carroll sings. At the start of another year, we're all made very conscious of the passing of time. The older we get, the quicker the new years seem to roll by. As we get even older, we begin to worry about how many more new years we will be privileged to see. Time is a fascinating thing. Chinese and Hindus sometimes think of time as being cyclical, going in a circle till you end up back where you started or something similar. We in the West tend to think of time as linear, going in a line, as a one-way ticket from womb to tomb, and we never pass this way again. We will never be 21 again. We will never have last year back again. Last year cannot be resat like an exam. It's gone forever. Such thoughts should make us value the time that we have when we have it. Squeeze the juice out of the orange while you have it. That's my motto. We never know how long we have got, but what we do know is that whatever time we do have, it is limited and therefore very precious. So let's use it wisely. By the way, don't panic yourself by setting the barrier too high. And then when you fail to jump high enough, you just give up. Rather start from where you are and work towards things inch by inch. Gradual improvements. I live by the idea of continuous and never-ending improvement. The most successful ever American football coach never spoke to his team about winning. He just preached continuous and never-ending improvement. He told his players, if you keep on improving, then it's only a matter of time before you win and become champions. So start from where you are and just do a wee bit better the next time, the next year, the next week, the next day. And the road to recovery and improvement will have its bad days and setbacks. But keep at it, and the bad days will get fewer and further between. Here's John Denver striving for the higher ground.
There are those who can live with the things they don't believe in. They are giving up their lives for something that is less than it can be. Some have longed for a home and a place of inspiration. Some will fill the emptiness inside by giving it all to the things that they believe. They believe. Maybe it's just a dream in me. Maybe it's just my style. Maybe it's just the freedom that I found. But given the possibility of living up to the dream in me, you know that I'd be reaching for higher ground. I will stand on my own. I will live up to this vision. I will trust in what I feel and follow my heart until it brings me home. Bring me home. Maybe it's just the dream in me. Maybe it's just my style. Maybe it's just the freedom that I found. Given the possibility of living up to the dream in me, you know that I'll be reaching for higher ground. Keep me through the night, lead me to the light. Teach me the magic of wonder, give me the spirit to fly. Maybe it's just a dream. Maybe it's just my style. Maybe it's just the freedom that I found. Given the possibility of living up to the dream in me, you know that I'll be reaching for higher ground. Maybe it's just the dream in me. Maybe it's just my style. Maybe it's just the freedom that I found. Possibility of living up to the dream in me. You know that I'll be reaching for higher ground.
New Year is about new beginnings. Personally, it brings back vivid memories of previous new beginnings in my life, such as my first day at primary school, with my new shoes, new socks, new jumper, new pencils and new school bag. I can just about remember the smell of the leather of that bag. I remember my first day at secondary school, with my new blazer and the school badge and a briefcase, just like my dad had. Or my first day as a student at university. My dad, with a sentimental tear in the eye, carrying my suitcase, reflecting on the loss of his wee boy, while I, blissfully unaware of his grief, was marching ahead, only looking forward. I remember my first day as a minister, the morning after the induction the night before. People said I would get a cold shock the first time that the phone rang for me as the minister, no more the assistant able to pass the buck to the boss. Truth is, I never got the cold shock because I still see myself as an assistant minister who passes bucks to my boss, God. And then there's my wedding day as groom, walking up the aisle with my new wife, walking out to the front door of the church into the bright sunshine, into the rest of our joint life together, Patricia and me. You too will have lots of personal memories of new beginnings and new years and new stages in life. The ultimate new beginning must be the time that we were born, our birthday. Imagine somebody interviewing an unborn fetus, and if it was able to speak, the conversation might go something like this. Would you like to come out now?
No.
Why not? I like it here. It's warm, it's cozy, it's dark. If I go out there, it'll be bright, it'll be big, it'll be cold. They'll scalp me on the bum. No, no, don't do that nowadays. Yeah, but there's a whole big world out there. It's threatening, it's scary. I'm comfortable and cosy here. I'll just stay here, thank you. No, you've got to come out. Of course, at the end of the day, we don't get the choice, do we? We're suddenly thrust into life. And at every stage in life, we hesitate. But looking back, isn't it worth it? So here's Don Francisco singing the comforting words from God. I'll hold you by the hand. I'll never let go of your hand.
I know what you've been hearing. I've seen you hide your fear. Embarrassed by your weaknesses. Afraid to let me near. I wish you knew how much I long you to understand. No matter what may happen, child, I'll never let go of your hand. I know you've been forsaken by all you've known before. When you failed their expectations, they frowned and closed the door. But even if your heart itself should lose the will to stand, no matter what may happen, child, I'll never let go of your hand. The life that I have given you, no one can take away, 'cause I've sealed it with my spirit, blood and word. The everlasting Father has made his covenant with you, and he's stronger than the world you've seen and heard. So don't you fear to show them all the love I have. I'll be with you everywhere, in everything you do. And even if you do it wrong and miss the joy I've planned, I'll never, never let go of your hand. Thank you. that I have given you, no one can take away, 'cause I've sealed it with my spirit, blood and word. The everlasting Father has made his covenant with you. He's stronger than the world you've seen and heard. Here to show them all the love I have for you. I'll be with you everywhere, in everything you do. And even when you do it wrong and miss the joy I've planned, I'll never, never, never let go of your hand. I'll never let go of your hand.
We all hope that this new year will be a very good one. In fact, we can do better than just hope. We cannot control the cards dealt to us in life, but we can do something about how well we play the cards we are dealt. We do not have to face everything on our own strength. We have help, both human and divine. Every New Year Sunday, I start the service by quoting the words of Minnie Louise Haskins, words made famous by King George VI in his broadcast to the nation in the dark days of 1939 at the start of the Second World War. I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, "Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown." And he replied, "Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way." So happy New Year, and I leave you with the thought, put your hand in the hand of the God from Galilee, and you won't go far wrong. You will be all you can be, all he wants you to become. Bye for now.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea.
Calmed the sea.
Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. By putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Every time I look into the holy book, I wanna tremble. But when I read about the part where a carpenter cleared the temple, for the buyers and the sellers were no different fellows than what I profess to be. And it causes me pain to know I'm not the guy that I should be. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water.
The water.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Mama taught me how to pray before I reached the age of 7. And when I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm close to heaven. Daddy lived his life with 2 kids and a wife. You must do, but he showed me enough of what it takes to get you through. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water.
The water.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea.
Calmed the sea.
Take a look at yourself. And